You know that the game of baseball is one that I really love. But can I tell you, there is one human being that stretched all athletic possibility, past, present, and maybe future. And that athlete is none other than Native American Jim Thorpe. Special edition, gratitud. Today, let's go. Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? My name is Noan El Boricua, and I'm very excited that you could join me today on a special kind of leading up to another holiday week. It's crazy that we're already literally at the end of November, and this year is about to be over. But I also want to be able to say that I honor with gratitude the coast of Tongva and the Kis Nations, as well as the ancestors, past, present, and future, that are indigenous to this land. Here where I record, that is also known as Los Angeles, California. Ladies and gentlemen, I opened up originally with the athlete none other than Jim Thorpe. And he's known, here's the thing, let me give you a backstory. We know that this month we have been celebrating all of our Native Americans. Shout out to the city of Hawthorne, California, where I live. It's amazing to be able to drive by. And if you know where I'm talking about in Hawthorne Boulevard, there's a huge sign that actually says this land is indigenous. And it's really big and it's really cool to be able to know our history of where we come from. Look, good and bad. But I think the beauty of this is that I am grateful to really legacy makers and our trailblazers like that of, you know, Tracy, Taboo, Shailene. So many different people, Manny, someone that I know locally at one of our stores that are Native Americans, and that really even a good friend of ours, Ellen, they're all Native Americans. And I'm grateful for those that have been these content creators, Sam McCracken, you know, this Hall of Fame, just all these amazing moments that for me, growing up in the city, if you know this park, let me know. But the park is called Jim Thorpe Park here in Hawthorne, California. And I remember when I was growing up, we used to visit this park all the time. My abuelita loved to be able to go to the park. She would walk around. And for those that play Little League know that those two baseball fields, one had the monster wall and the other one was just all completely dirt. There was no fancy like green grass in the infield. It was just dirt, bases, and playing the beautiful game of baseball. I remember seeing this plaque as a kid. And I always wondered who Jim Thorpe was. And look, like I said earlier, this guy was known not only to be able to win the gold medal, the first Native American to ever win the pentathlon and the decathlon gold medals back in 1912. No other athlete has done that to win both events. Unreal. But the story doesn't stop there. Jim Thorpe actually played baseball. He actually played football. Look, it's been known in his biography that this man played so many different sports. He was highly talented and gifted and just moving. And the beauty of the body is that, as Bill Bowerman once says, if you have a body, you're an athlete. Yo, I want to argue and say I think Jim Thorpe might have been the first one to say that, because he clearly had the resume. And that resume continues. Now, unfortunately, he did pass away, I want to say at the age of 64, 65 from a heart attack. But the legacy that he created within the indigenous tribes, because he was from the state of Oklahoma, understanding the power of just really paving the way to many of our Native Americans today that still play sports or play music or are artists or so many different things. It makes me excited. Look, can I tell you guys, shout out to my peer, Marguerite. You know, we had the chance to go to Tulalip, and I had shared this prior in a couple posts on my Instagram, and it was really cool to be able to have the opportunity to be able to share with the Tulalip tribe in Washington. And I still have this gift of this really cool pin that one of the elders, elders' wives gave me. And it was really cool to be able to just be there, to be able to soak in the moment. So I'm really excited. For those that don't know my intro, that was a little long of an intro, but I kind of wanted to set this up for you guys. This is Fio Pasión Friday, where this is the podcast around cultura, faith y conexiones. And I'm just excited because when I think about this week, look, for those that celebrate Thanksgiving, to me, Thanksgiving is not once a year. You guys follow me? Like, it's a constant thing where we think of gratitude on a daily, where we're thankful for all the different people that are in our lives. We're thankful for really the people that have trailblazed before us to give us the opportunity that we have today. Look, maybe you're a family from immigrants and you're grateful that the fact that you have the opportunity to get an education, maybe to be first generation to go to college, maybe to be the first generation to be an entrepreneur. The beauty that I just want to be able to give you guys today as my listeners and my viewers is I want you to think about, look, there's been a lot that's been going on. And it's not going to slow down, but I want to ask us to pause. And I ask us to pause because I want to read this quote. I don't know by memory, but William Penn said, quote, "The secret of happiness is to count your blessings while others are adding up their trouble." And look, we know that for many of us, maybe it's been a challenging year. For many of us, so we could say, yo, among everything that's been going on, I'm all right. And I think for me, when I think about kind of like this cultura of gratitude, what does that look like? And then I think of like our faith, you know, for those that may or may not know, there are hundreds of verses in the Bible that speaks about being thankful in so many different contexts, right? And I think for me, when I think about conexiones, is how are we putting all that together to be united in moments of that are just challenging? So I kind of want to give you guys a little secret to like what I like to do. I've kind of shared this recently with quite a few people. And, you know, Ali, he's a YouTuber. Shout out to you, brother. You really gave me this idea. Taking one of your masterclass and the beauty or Skillshare. My apologies, Skillshare. But it was really cool because he speaks about having a journal. Now, we're not going to debate if you want a digital or physical journal. But the whole point is that every day you use the initials HGL. And the first one, H, is to be able to wake up every day and write down your have to do's. So what is your checklist? What do you have to do today? Do you have to go to work? Do you have to go work out? Do you have to go pick up the kids at a certain time? Like, you want to take your time, very simple, and just write your have to do's. The second thing is the letter G. And G is to be grateful. And I think for me, the simplicity, and I had shared this with a group of friends at one point, it was as simple to be able to say, I am grateful that my wife made lasagna for dinner last night. I am grateful that a stranger opened the door for me. I am grateful that God has given me another day of life. It's something that I think we need to learn in this season, and hopefully going forward, is knowing, yes, there's have to do's. Yes, we need to get things done, but I'm also grateful. Quiero decir gracias. Because of the opportunities that are given to me. And the last one, letter L, is to be able to let go. Let go of maybe some expectations. I know for me, I've been trying to get back into running and it's just, my body's not there. I gotta listen to my body. But in the meantime, I let go the expectations of running, but I press into stretching, doing yoga, whatever that looks like to stay active. So just wanted to share that with you guys. Nothing too complicated, but again, HGL, what's your have to do's? What are you grateful for? And what do you need to let go? So we know that lately there's been a great resignation of work. But I look at like Jim Thorpe, that among the challenges that he had, the fame, he even suffered of alcoholism. He found a way to be able to always try to like just rise above. And I think for many of us, I had shared this in a post recently that for a lot of us, we've either quit our job or we just don't want to go to work or whatever that looks like. But my hope and my challenge is the following to close. So I've shared this. All of us, you know, work at something, right? Before you earn your first check, you have to earn your allowance. Or maybe you earned a toy or a video game, but you work towards something. Many of us remember, do you guys remember your first check? Can I tell you, I remember my first check. I was at a park in the city of Lawndale, California, and my first check was being an assistant to the park rec leader. You know what my job was? Just to make sure that everybody checked out the carom tables. Anybody, is that what it's called, carom tables? You guys remember that? They're like checkers and you would play. That was my job. My job was to be able to play with people that came by and give out, you know, whatever they needed, right? To be able to be successful. We had footballs, we had basketballs that would give out to anyone that wanted to come and play at the park. That was my first job. And I remember my first check and my abuelita telling me, mijo, guarda tu dinero. Like, take care of your money. And it was exciting to be able to know that. But I also know, as I have my notes here, no matter what our careers look like right now, look, I don't know where you're at in your career, but I wanted to segue because when I think of Jim Thorpe, I think of someone that tried everything. He was willing and he was actually good at a lot of things. But I also know when it comes to careers, we understand that we have an opportunity to really live a life of gratitude and to be able to see, you know, how God has brought us to where we are today. Look, you are a better person today than yesterday. You're a better leader today than yesterday. You're a better, you fill in the blank, than yesterday. For me, I want to kind of deep dive on some 3 points that I had presented in an IG story. My hope is that you consider as you go into your new line of work or a new position at your current work, that you change your lens. Look, many of us have had that job that we just think it sucks, I'm unhappy. But here's the thing. Can we just be thankful this time around that we actually have the opportunity to be employed? Can we be thankful to have the opportunity to have resources to be able to have what we need to be able to continue to go forward? I hope that you can change your lens and be just grateful in this season for your current state of the job that you have. My other one is that you earned something. Now, what do I mean by that? Look, regardless of how much you're bringing in, always for me, yo doy gracias a Dios because of his provisions. And I hope that we can be grateful for what we have instead of focusing on what we don't have. Yo, there's so many other like podcasts and videos out there that you guys could look into, but look, be grateful for what you have. And my last one is, yo, remember I talked about the journal, HGL? How about we make another note? And why don't we just list what you love? What do you love? ¿Qué te encanta? Look, every job is always going to come things de lo que te gusta, what you love. So it could be actual like health. It could be actual benefits. It could be the culture, la cultura de la gente, right? All the people around you. There are so many things, right? When we think about what we love about our career or for those that love to manifest, what God has in store for me. Write them down. Make a list. And here's the thing. When we think about careers, when we think about work and entrepreneurship and everything and what we do and we create, I hope that we understand that a lot of times there's stressors because of our jobs. But the beauty of this, and I'm going to give you guys this verse, and I don't know if you guys ever heard of this verse, but it's Colossians 3:17. And it says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. My hope is that as we adjust and as we are refining our tools to become the great, you know, leaders that we're going to be in the industry that you will serve in, my hope is that we approach it con gratitud y de poder dar gracias por cada cosa, to be able to give thanks for everything that comes our way. I hope you guys enjoy this holiday season. But I also challenge you to be like Jim Thorpe, that was willing to be able to do what it took to be able to not just win a gold medal, but to be able to create a legacy and to be able to show us that our Native American brothers and sisters are gifted and have so much to be able to offer us that we've just never had the opportunity to know about. Do your research. Ask the right questions. And I want to say thank you to all of those that have paved the way, those that are Native Americans. I want to say thank you y gracias. And I hope that you guys enjoy it. Enjoy the weekend. No matter when you're listening or watching this, I hope you guys enjoy and I hope you guys pay it forward. Remember, what do you have to do? What are you grateful for? What do you need to let go? But more importantly, what do you love to do? Muchas gracias. Y como siempre, I hope you guys can check us out at fuelpasionpodcast.com. And remember, we're still trying to hit that goal of 25,000 for Have a Soul. So remember, Giving Tuesday is coming up. So we hope you can join us. Y como siempre, como mi abuelita dice, que Dios te bendiga.